brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Max Kaiser's coming up to break down the unbelievably important economic trends that are developing. Give us a forecast of the end of the year into the next year. And I'll bounce off of him some of the heavyweights in the economy that are saying we're in deep trouble. We're also going to break down new news breaking up at InfoWars.com. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Robert in California, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Hi. How you doing, Alex?
I'm pretty good, brother.
Okay. I got something to tell you that you are right about this stuff, about the microphones and the HD cable boxes, the new ones. Oh, man, it was a trip because we got ours like 2 years ago. But you said about that maybe like 4 years ago, then I seen on Popular Mechanics magazines and all that. Well, I believed it, though. I was like, okay, that's, you know, I mean, the technology is imminent, you know. So, anyway, I was talking to my guitar player 2 years ago, or my, my drummer, about, we're talking about musical instruments. He goes, what's your favorite guitars? Gibson, Fender, Ibanez, I said. And my computer was not on the internet. As soon as I got off the phone, I turned on my internet. Right there, guitar specials, Gibson, Fender, Ibanez, the same order, which is like, okay.
Well, I don't know that happened in that case, but Google for 8 years has had a patent and listens to your microphones, cameras. We told you the FBI without warrants dials in and uses the cameras and microphones. They allowed the Washington Post last week. Like, they had to get permission to admit that the FBI is committing crimes. I mean, imagine being that big of a toady. Look, I busted open a Scientific Atlantic cable box, the video of it somewhere, like 15, 16 years ago, like 1998 if memory serves, on cable access TV and showed people the frickin' microphone that was not in any use then, quote, for interactive stuff. Now there's cameras, microphones. I got an article today about mannequins in the stores have face scanning cameras hidden in them. They're going to roll out with flying dust that can shoot footage of you soon as things keep miniaturizing in just a few years. They already have it. The Pentagon, you know, flies over with a drone, releases 1,000 little bug bots that are electronic and go around and can even, you know, crawl in your ear and have small explosive and detonate and blow your head off or deliver a bioweapon. And people are like, man, that's science fiction. It's 2013, boys and girls. And the globalists are 35, 40 years ahead. So it's 2050. 2045. We think we're in 2013. Do you understand that, folks? We're not in 2013. We're in 2045, 2050, and that's the best I can tell from all my intel sources. It's the year 2045. That's a way to get our minds around this. And, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, you know, you talk about how they torture people's kids in front of them at black bases, dark bases, secret bases, ghost bases, all over the world, and it's because they like to. And then they brag in the news to introduce it many times, like, yeah, we brought their kids in and did some stuff, and they answered the questions about where Al-Qaeda was at. That's all just made up. They're just telling you they did that. To introduce it into your mind like a virus, that torturing a kid's a good thing. And all these sitcoms and dramas and movies in England and Germany and the U.S. and 24, all those shows, how many plots, you can look them up, where they torture kids. Before 9/11, I was reading a law enforcement magazine. I think it was SWAT magazine. And it was a terrorist who's going to release something like 20 anthrax bombs. You can go look it up. I don't remember the exact number. He's going to detonate them. It's going to kill thousands unless you torture his 12-year-old son. And then the article went on to say, go ahead and torture him. You're going to save people. And they were infecting the cops' minds. And again, I was at a 7-Eleven, grabbed the magazine randomly. Don't read those cop magazines very often. Opened it up. And it was how to torture a 12-year-old boy in front of daddy when a militia guy is going to release anthrax. Now, about a year and a half later, the globalists launched 9/11 and launched the anthrax. It's all just pre-programming, and the cops are all reading this, and it's just turning them into evil demons. Because their authority figure, they're picked because they follow orders, their authority figure says, well, we know what they did to Abu Ghraib. They raped children in front of their parents. That's what the things like to rape children. These are demons.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
On this Friday worldwide transmission, it is the 13th day of Friday, and it just hit me, it's Friday the 13th. I'm not superstitious, but knock on wood, don't walk under ladders, don't break a mirror today, and get home safe. I tell you, folks, it is Friday the 13th. Thank you so much for joining us. By the way, we've got an article going up soon at InfoWars.com with a bunch of the bombshell quotes from former Congressman Ron Paul, where he talked about how he had trailblazed the path for his son to run for president, and how he's now wrapped his mind around the idea of Rand becoming president and helping to restore the republic. But he covered a whole bunch of other issues on the economy, how it's doomed to implode by design under fiat banking. It was just, I think, the best interview I've ever done with Ron Paul, and I'm on his show, by the way, Monday. And we'll be posting that at InfoWars.com. But Ron Paul interview will be posted with the video in the next hour at InfoWars.com. Paul Watson wrote an article this morning. White House front group vows to target alternative media. And I don't cover what Media Matters does because they're a powerful group. I cover them because they're such an anti-American group and such a window into the open treason and open manipulation of the media that's going on. The White House brags, and Media Matters brags, they have weekly meetings, they have a bunch of former White House officials that run it, that run Media Matters. And the reason it matters is not that their website that no one hardly visits, no one even listens to, they're a laughingstock, a joke. They got a bunch of trendies, wearing miscolored socks on there as camouflage to make themselves look non-threatening. They're actually a PSYOP corps on record. And the head of it packs heat and is all paranoid but doesn't want you to be able to own guns. I mean, it's classic. I'm talking about David Brock, of course. These are not liberals. These are authoritarians. And the reason this story is important, and we're going to go to Max Kaiser, who we're getting on the line right now. You never know where he's at. It could be Cairo. It could be Russia. It could be England. It could be the U.S. I'll ask him where he's at when he comes on with us in a minute. The reason I mention this is I co-wrote this article this morning with Paul Watson. It's got some quotes by me in there. White House front group vows to target alternative media. Well, the memo came out 3 years ago that they would actually get jobs in the media to sabotage them from within. So it's a paramilitary group, basically. And they go on to say Media Matters set to intensify attacks against Drudge, InfoWars, in concert with Obama advisors. They've had the Pentagon come out and freak out over DrudgeReport.com, and they're freaked out over WorldNetDaily.com and InfoWars.com, over anybody who aren't just total authoritarians. It's not about left or right. It's about not being an authoritarian. Because we're hurting them so bad. Now, they delusionally claim victory over Fox News, who's full of its own brands of propaganda, and say they've defeated them with George Soros, who funds them. Fox News is bigger than ever. CNN, MSNBC are imploding. But the reason this is so important is that I've seen it, before they even admitted it in the last few years, where there'll be an attack on Media Matters, and then word for word on CNN or MSNBC, it comes out, and now they brag to the Huffington Post, and that's linked here, that they indeed do run CNN and MSNBC. Now, why doesn't the White House just send it over? Well, that's so illegal, especially when they're getting stimulus money in MSNBC and other things, and their parent companies are getting bailout money. It's already so illegal. It's still illegal what they're doing, clearly, according to federal and state law and just common sense, that they have to have this pass-through group of interns, basically, that the White House, and they have weekly meetings, passes them the talking point and emails them daily the talking point. And so you can tell who they're upset about. DrudgeReport.com, InfoWars.com. They run around like chickens with their heads cut off on a daily basis, bleeding out politically. They literally are chickens with their heads cut off. Because a chicken with his head cut off really does run around with blood spurting till they pump out and then they fall over dead. But a chicken can run around for several minutes. And they are, or if you've ever worked as an exterminator, I did this for just a few months. It made me feel too bad. I quit doing it, obviously. One summer I worked on the ranch, and the next summer they had me working as an exterminator. Point is, when you spray a bunch of roaches down under a house in a crawl space, they start having sex. And that's basically what these people are doing. They're just running around declaring victory, rearranging deck chairs, polishing silverware, throwing each other, politically on the table and humping each other. I mean, this is basically what's going on. Declaring delusional victory. It's like Hitler in the bunker commanding armies that didn't exist. And they've now declared victory over Fox. That's like they've declared victory over the sun or something. It's totally out of their power. And But you have to understand, this is the White House. This is directly the White House that doesn't want to look pathetic and weird countering us. So they have this little chicken running around bleeding out doing it. But it's literally like a Mars rover of the White House. And they're listening right now. They admit they're listening. They write articles about us every week. I mean, it is a badge of honor, you twits. It's like the Brady campaign came out and said, ban all the guns. Alabama gets a failing score for not banning them. Yeah, they got a low crime rate compared to places that have banned the guns. It's a badge of honor. You don't control reality. You don't dictate. Oprah Winfrey doesn't call people racist that don't like Obamacare. Go to Hades, Oprah. Don't play your race card, you race pimp. We're all in a rebellion against the banksters, left, right, center. We don't care. We want freedom. We want currency freedom. We want individual freedom. We want travel freedom. And we know what's happening. And now joining us for the rest of the hour, very honored to have him join us. Always extremely informative. MaxKaiser.com is his site to find all things Max Kaiser. He's a filmmaker, broadcaster, and a former broker and options trader. He invented the Hollywood Stock Exchange by Cantor and Fitzgerald. That ended up being the model of many of the virtual trading systems adopted today. And he's got shows on RT, BBC. The list just goes on and on. I want to get his take on Faber, all the big economists, Rogers, that just keep being right, saying what he's been saying. This next year is the big one. We're already in a global recession / depression, depending on where you are. And the QE Unlimited is screwing things up. If they cut it off, it's going to blow up. Max predicted what happened in the bond market, now in the stock market. I want to get his take on all that. Then we'll look at Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies. Then we'll look at a bunch of other news and take your phone calls. But Max Keiser, the man that coined the term the casino gulag economy, which really, I think, aptly describes where we're going, joins us now. Max Keiser, thank you so much for coming on. Where are you right now?
Hey, Alex. I'm in London. I'm in London in the UK, where there's a what we're having here now is the Chinese people are buying up London, and they're moving in. They're buying the purchases of assets in London by the Chinese is skyrocketing. And the government here in the UK, including the mayor of London, Boris Johnson, is over in China selling London to the Chinese. And billions are pouring into this town from the Chinese because the Chinese government is printing $200 billion a month in quantitative easing. You know, in the United States, they do $85 billion a month at the Federal Reserve. People are aghast at how much money they're printing every month. And, of course, that's why you have this asset price explosion in things like art and diamonds and other assets. Well, in China, they're printing $200 billion a month, and they're taking all that money, and they're buying real estate in London. And, of course, the people who live here can't afford to live here anymore. So you see now people are moving into containers, you know, the containers on a container ship. They're stacking those up, and people are moving into those as a container ship container.
So literally the fiat money selectively being pumped out by governments to build new high-rises for themselves are then driving up the price of everything else for everyone else. So it's a selective inflation, but it's starting to spill over.
Yeah, it's asset price inflation from all that free money printing to keep the zombie banks alive, but somehow it never makes it into the economy in terms of rising or raising wages. So here in the UK, again, as an example, wages are growing at less than 1% a year. And meanwhile, the understated inflation rate by the government, they say it's at 2.8% a year. But if you add
what is the goal of the technocrats to lower wages while increasing prices, drive everyone into total submission, create social disorder, then bring in police state as the answer? That was the leaked World Bank plan 2002.
Well, I mean, if you were in their position, you would do the same thing. You would print lots of money and then make sure that instead of having it flow to every part of the economy, causing inflation throughout the economy, if you could direct it to just those assets that you own, like art, diamonds or minerals and things like that, then you've got the best of both worlds. You've got your little private bank, the central banks, printing money, and you pocket all that free cash, and you keep your zombie bank alive. And the zombie bank, of course, is laundering all your drug money that just came out again, that the UK banks are involved in billions of dollars of laundering Mexican drug money. They need cheap money to do that. They need to be able to hide that money and to move that money around cheaply. And so this is the game. And the loss of living standards here in the UK is as sharp as it's been since the Victorian era. Living standards here in the UK are collapsing.
I want to get into all these different stories and factoids that you're bringing up and what's happening geopolitically with Russia threatening to nuke Europe if they continue to move weapon systems in against their borders, what's happening in China. I mean, these are the times historically, World War I, World War II, studying history, the last time the world acted like this, the last time there was this type of economic mismanagement going on, things basically imploded, Max Keiser. Give us the big picture before you zoom in to the localized stories. Break down what you see happening in the bond market, stock markets. I'm starting to see more and more inflation, even if they try to contain it and only give themselves the wealth. What do you see happening?
Well, I think there's a couple of obvious hotspots. One would be in the North Pole region, where Canada just last week decided that they own the North Pole. Russia is very active in the North Pole.
They've both declared they're going to have a race. They're both claiming that this week that they own it now.
Right. Norway is also making claims. So the North Pole is becoming a hot zone. China and Russia are now actively engaged in a hot war. You know, we talked about this on your show 9 months ago, and at that time it seemed a bit far-fetched. But now you've got really things heating up China and Japan, excuse me. So they're seemingly ready to start firing shots at each other. And I think it all goes back to what we've been talking about on your show for a number of years now, which is that the bond market has been going up for 30 years, starting with really go back to Reagan and Thatcher, who brought about the whole era of deregulation and derivatives, which allowed for this enormous 30-year bull market in bonds, which is now coming to an end. That means that the era of cheap money or cheap credit is coming to an end. So now, instead of just using financial instruments to gain property and treasure, we're going back to the old tried and true war. You know, war is the old way of getting...
Well, that was my next question. They're now announcing in the U.S., Europe, England, the bail-in, the new form of taxation where they just take the money directly out of your account and give it to private interest, or they take your national park and give it to private interest. Even though the private interest is the one that's in debt, they've just gotten the government to sign on to their debt. Absolutely amazing. In fact, here's Kurt Nemo's headline on it, breaking it down up on Infowars.com. IMF wants 71% tax rate, and it says old-fashioned taxation is out. Expect outright grand larceny at the local enforcement by government. And they actually say in all these white papers what you've talked about, they're going to impoverish us till we're literally starving, living in shacks like Mexico City. And then they're going to be behind big fences in huge armored ground-based Elysiums, literal Greek Elysiums, or the golden fields of the gods, or the chosen humans brought up to be gods is really what Elysium really is. And then they're behind. I mean, it's literally the Hunger Games.
Yeah, well, it's back to medievalism, and that's the way it was for hundreds of years. The only thing that gave rise to the middle class, Alex, historically, was the bubonic plague. It wiped out half the population in Europe. Lords needed to pay serfs more because there was a competition for labor suddenly for the first time.
And lords were in the dangerous cities, and most of them died from fleas, whereas the peasants out in the country survived in higher numbers. It was actually a wiping out of the elite, I believe, from the numbers that helped the best. But you're right about the rate of increased pay.
Yeah, so you had that was really the basis in the beginning of the middle class as we know it today, and was due to that plague. Now the aristocrats and the monarchs, they never bought into the whole idea of having a middle class. I mean, they're using this opportunity to take us back into the medieval times. They would much prefer having lords and serfs. They would much prefer having aristocrats.
In fact, Bilderberg says that they say they want to bring back neo serfdom. You're absolutely right.
Well, that they preferred. I mean, if you were one of the aristocrats, you would rather have your minions toiling for you and having lavish parties. I mean, that's just human nature. So that's what they're returning to. They have the capability of doing this now and using what we talked about on your show last time, interest rate apartheid, which maybe is an apt phrase with the recent Nelson Mandela funeral. Apartheid is back on people's minds, and the interest rate apartheid is basically that if you are one of a Goldman Sachs partner, you can borrow money at 0%, but if you're out in the field, you're a serf, you're one of the working slaves, you can't borrow money for less than 20%, 25%. If you go to a payday lender here in the UK, you can be charged as much as 5,000% annualized rates of return to borrow money. So that's a way to keep the poor poor. And if you can borrow money at 0% and you can speculate by buying a building or a fine work of art and see if that goes up and have the benefit of, if it crashes, being bailed out by the government, then you've got riskless returns for your risk-free money. And everyone else has got to earn wages that are not even one-third the rate of inflation.
I want to show viewers a couple articles here that I've got. Radio listeners can just go to Infowars.com and see them. One's from Zero Hedge. Market valuation has lost every anchor to real world, says David Stockman, top advisor to Ronald Reagan. Here's another one out today from Economic Collapse blog on Infowars.com. Dent, Faber, Salente, Maloney, Rogers, what do they say is coming in 2014? And it's got a bunch of other Oak Capital, Howard Marks, financial editor Jeff Bruick. a whole bunch of other top people, Robert Shiller. This article is really powerful because it shows scores of really smart guys that have been accurate. And they're basically saying what you're saying. They're saying 2014, we're going to see the big fireworks. We've seen a slow slide so far, but because they've got all these computers and fraudulent systems, they've suspended economic reality. But you can't suspend markets forever. And the word is, once it breaks through, it could go Zimbabwe, Weimar Republic, or it could go into total depressionary freefall. I mean, bottom line, Ron Paul was here yesterday, and he said it's key to get the word out that the insider crony capitalists did this, or they're going to use this collapse to bring in total state-run systems while they sit offshore working the levers of state control, and they're above the law with diplomatic immunity and are the recipients of the socialism they bring in as the answer to their crony capitalism. So how do we navigate this, and what do you say to your peers here basically saying what you're saying, and give us an economic weather report here?
Well, the phrase, markets are not tied to anything. So let's just dive into that for a second and talk about what that means. So markets are trading on expected valuations in the near future or medium-term future based on corporations' ability to make profits and make earnings. What we find out in the last 20 years is that most of the profits made by corporations are being made by gaming their cash positions using derivatives, and that these derivatives, which are just financial bets, are collateralized by less and less substantive worthy collateral. And you see proof of this in the global sovereign bond market, because the best collateral you could put up to speculate is a AAA sovereign bond. Over the past 10 or 15 years, the number of sovereigns that have AAA credit is dropping. America no longer has a AAA credit. It was cut by one of the agencies from a AAA status. And that gives you an indication. So this phrase, markets aren't based on anything. What it means basically is that the collateral upon which all this leverage is based is eroding in real time. And we get to a point where there is no there. There is no collateral that has no resale value at all. If you were to have to resell Citibank or JP Morgan or Royal Bank of Scotland or Barclays Bank in the open market based on a mark-to-market accounting, based on what they actually have on their books and their balance sheet, the sum total you could get in the open market for those assets is zero. As a matter of fact, it's negative because they have hundreds of times more debt than they have in equity. And the only thing that's keeping it alive are these cheap interest rates by guys like Mark Carney, Janet Yellen, and Ben Bernanke, who keep these banks afloat by printing scads and scads of 0% money. But instead of buttressing the economy by offering ways to build new companies that are offering real jobs, it's going straight into speculation on real estate, fine art, and all these other assets that all it does is make that top one-tenth of 1% aggregate an ever higher concentration of this free money. And you end up with this chasm effect of absolute wealth concentration at the very top versus everyone else who's in abject poverty. Now, as far as Mark Faber and these other fine folks who are predicting this next year as being the year of Armageddon, I would posit that we are already seeing that in the emergence of these cryptocurrencies. Because the cryptocurrencies are already telling us that these asset values are crashing. It's not that Bitcoin is up at 2,000%. It's that these asset values that they say are worth something are collapsing by 2,000%. That's the message of Bitcoin. So we're seeing it right now. That's my position.
We're going to get into Bitcoin because I know you're a leading expert on that coming up in the next segment, and then go to phone calls. I know I gave the number out and haven't gone to some of the calls yet this hour. Your calls are coming up. Thomas, William, Greg, Ryan, Larry, Max Kaiser can speak to any of your questions, but we're going to try to get to you, so be brief when we come back so we get to the next person, 800-259-9231. We're going to break here in just a moment, but Max, all I know is that they've made a conscious decision to basically engage in systematic institutional fraud to take over the entire civilization in an act of economic conquest. But I don't know how the power structure thinks they're going to escape the blowback in a culture and a society they live in of something this degrading. I mean, the rules of nature and nature's God show that they will end up being torn limb from limb, probably physically for what they've done, but undoubtedly culturally. We'll be right back with Max Kaiser. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking your poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
One thing is sure in history. Every time governments have maxed the currencies out, engaged in huge crimes, and have their populations nipping at their heels, they will start a war. So that the population primitively gets behind their leaders, and then the new wave of fraud and looting and rationing begins, while the politicians that started the wars hide. In fact, that's like the song War Pigs with Black Sabbath. Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds. And then there's a line in there about politicians hide themselves away. They only started the war. Treating people just like pawns in chess. Wait till their judgment day comes. Yeah. Trying to remember the lines there. And that's what it comes down to in the final equation. You guys print me the lines to War Pigs. We're going to go back to Max Kaiser here in just a moment. I want to shift gears with him, but we'll do that here in just a second and then take your phone calls. You can follow him, of course, on Twitter at Max Kaiser. Follow us at Twitter at Real Alex Jones. His site's MaxKaiser.com. Our sites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And really invaluable info continually out of the mind of Max Kaiser. Briefly, Christmas is almost here, and you not only get some of the best products out there at a very low price, you support the broadcast and vote with your dollars or your euros or however you're purchasing products from us. It's free association. It's what built civilization. It's what created the Renaissance and the Enlightenment. We're battling for the middle class. We're battling for quality. We're battling for productivity and prosperity. If I was a top globalist, I would not be trying to dumb people down. I'd be like Henry Ford. Didn't agree with a lot of stuff Henry Ford said, but I did agree with paying his industrial workers, in some cases, 10 times what other workers were paid. And you know why? He had a plan. He said, if we start paying people a lot, it'll just raise the quality of civilization, and we can just industrialize everyone and make everyone rich. He wanted to be the king of an incredibly industrialized society and an agrarian society. He wanted to empower farmers. That's not how these people think. And his thought was basic Renaissance economics. He didn't invent that. You could sell more cars if people are being paid a lot. But see, that's been our economy. They're getting us away from that now. And their argument is it's bad for the earth. Well, you can argue that all day. The point is they're exempting themselves from the rules of this. You shouldn't be able to fly, but I've got 10 aircraft. I'm Al Gore. I'm a socialist. I want higher taxes, but I'm exempt in France. We're going to go back to Max Kaiser here in a moment. The point is, our products fund our operation, and they're the very best. If I find coffee I absolutely love, I go find out where they're getting it, and I go get my own blend of it, get coffee even better. Grown in southern Mexico in the high mountains, 100% shade-grown Arabica, beyond fair trade. Wake Up America blend, very affordably priced. We have the immune system support. We have the fluoride shield that has 6 compounds, including nascent iodine, in a double-sized bottle. So it's a massive discount, and it just all works to detoxify the body, and then you can also take it with the nascent iodine to supercharge it. I'd plug the Super Male Vitality, but it's basically sold out for about 6 weeks till we get more. But it's all available at InfoWarsLife.com. No brag, just fact. You hear the rave reviews. We don't screen your calls, folks. People are blown away. I'm not going to sell you something that didn't blow my socks off, okay? Whenever I went out and developed this with top doctors and scientists, and then started taking it for a few months before. Let me tell you, this will just wait till you take it. I mean, the coffee's great. May not be your favorite because taste varies. People are like, whoa, this is really good coffee. And it's the same thing with all of it. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And you can give the gift of fluoride detoxification and so many other issues, or a nice bag of quality coffee roasted in Colorado, grown in southern Mexico. Helps the farmers all around. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or MadeIn1776.com is our Made in America brand of high-quality apparel and bronze and nickel belt buckles with the terrorist George Washington on them and pro-Second Amendment stuff. It's pretty dirty, folks. It's pretty nasty. Pretty bad stuff there. It's the type of stuff that made the U.S. have half the world's wealth with 5% of the population. It's really terrible. Okay, it's freedom. It's very horrible. I apologize again. Anyways, InfoWarsLife.com. Going back to Max Kaiser. Max, here's the question I'm trying to get across to you. The elite are acting like they don't care anymore. It's like Nero marrying, or I guess it was Caligula married his horse, and Nero, burning down half the city for fun while he played his fiddle. They don't care anymore across the board. It's getting crazier and crazier and crazier. The looting, the stealing, the cop shooting some guy because the guy laughs at him. The cop doesn't get in trouble. I mean, it just seems like not just the elite, the public are going crazy with this unnatural system. There are drug ads now pushing, amphetamines they give fighter pilots that 3 days of it makes you go crazy. I mean, what's happening in this mass mental craziness? How do the elite think they're going to get away with all this, Max Kaiser?
I'll give you a new concept to chew on. The virtuous cycle versus the vicious cycle. Now, you mentioned Henry Ford a minute ago. Henry Ford, being an industrialist and an economist, realized he could create a virtuous cycle by stimulating demand for his automobiles by raising the wages of his workers. Now, when he raised the wages of his workers, he did so by raising their cash in their paycheck. Now, flash forward to 2013 and a vicious cycle. Central bankers like Mark Carney here in the UK say they want to stimulate demand, just like Henry Ford wanted to. How do they do it? not by increasing people's cash, by giving people more access to debt. They increase demand by increasing debt. And the reason this is a vicious cycle is because that debt has interest costs associated with it. And the more you go into debt, the more interest costs you incur, and the slippery slope down into poverty you go. And we see that vicious versus virtuous play out on a cultural sense. When you have a group of people who now have access to interest-free money and minions that will work for free, who are dying to get themselves greater into debt, they'll stumble over each other. They'll stab each other at Walmart the day after Thanksgiving to increase their debt load. When you have people that foolish, you become cruel. You become evil. You enjoy then watching these gladiator shoppers kill each other to increase your rent income because you're selling them the access to more debt. And it creates a social class of very cruel and sadistic overlords. And this is what rules in America, around Europe, and in the UK.
Devastatingly put, and man, gladiator shoppers, that is a great way to describe these people. And they have an EBT malfunction in Louisiana where people can buy unlimited. They were just throwing random things in their baskets. They didn't even care. I mean, it's like annoying to have to go to the store and buy stuff when you've lost it or broke it. You know, I hate having to go buy new stuff, but I see other people just absolutely getting off on it. And I'm not against materialism. It's just that if it's at the top of your needs, you're really a slave to it, Max. And I see it as one of the historical indicators of a society in decline. And I realize, Max, I don't think we're going to be able to pull out of this. How do we as individuals protect ourselves? Do we have an economic revolution? Vote with our dollars? Do you think it's Bitcoin? Because I want to ask you, I see Bitcoin is good, you know, an anarchic, open cryptocurrency. My problem is J.P. Morgan Chase, as you know, in 1999 had a patent on it. How do we know they're not behind it? How do we know they don't discredit the whole thing by blowing up their own system? Or how do we know they don't take it over if it isn't theirs? And it does have a little bit of a Farmville casino gulag look to it, how everyone's out there mining it and like mad if you don't totally lay down and love it. I mean, I'm just kind of ambiguous on Bitcoin and have a bad feeling in my stomach. You have a good feeling, I guess, a tingle up your leg if you were slime ball Chris Matthews.
Well, you run ads for Bitcoin on your show. So presumably, if you believe in your advertisers, you would believe in the Bitcoin story.
No. They're on the network ads. Any ad you hear, I endorse. I have my advertising. That's part of how I'm paid by the network, and then they have theirs. But I'm not here running. I let you come on and promote Bitcoin. I'm really trying to understand it. So you heard my question.
Yeah, okay. So I agree that it's difficult to, it doesn't have a warm and fuzzy quality about it that you can easily embrace. It's very kind of difficult to fathom because there's many moving parts to it. But it's based on encryption, and encryption gave us Edward Snowden, who was a tremendous whistleblower, should have been Time Person of the Year, and revealed an incredible amount of documents that are still being revealed that are completely playing havoc in the halls of power around the world. That's all based on encryption. You've got guys like Kim.com in New Zealand, who was taken down by the MPAA with a SWAT team assault.
No, I get it. These are revolutionary Guy Foxes in every sense of the way.
Okay, so let me carry this through. So encryption is the key to understanding what makes Bitcoin appealing. And it's based on an encryption technology, and the inventors of it figured out that to make sure that these coins were not double spent, you could incentivize people to prove that the coins were all being accounted for by giving them a piece of the coins as they were being created, so to speak, and then you end up with this currency called Bitcoin. And initially, it was a curiosity amongst the technology groups, but since situations like Cyprus happened, where you had the bail-ins that you mentioned earlier, People are looking for a place to store value. Gold and silver are problematic because, number one, the prices are being manipulated through artificial selling, and it's hard to move a lot of gold and silver. It's very heavy and it's obvious to see. Where you could put $100,000 on a thumb drive or in a mind wallet or a paper wallet and walk across any border and take your money with you. That's what a lot of Chinese people are doing who are escaping China.
Sure, sure. Or a few collector coins or some art that the idiot TSA doesn't know is worth $5 million.
Okay, so let's go back, go into this J.P. Morgan situation, because I agree with you that that is problematic, because they came out this week and said that they were renewing a patent that they have on virtual currencies. As you know, I'm the only one in the world that has four patents on virtual currencies, particularly the key patent 59517.
And you are the creator of Bitcoin.
No, I'm not. Bitcoin is an evolution in virtual currencies from what I did in the 90s to now this cryptocurrency. It's a really remarkable break and an achievement in the field of virtual currencies. But I know this area very well.
Oh.
And so you've got this J.P. Morgan that's trying to resurrect some old patents. And this is what I see is going to happen. They will, J.P. Morgan and others, will try to stop Bitcoin by engaging in a patent war or a copyright war, the same way the record industry has tried to stop file sharing of music by attacking people on the basis of their violating copyright law. So I think J.P. Morgan and these other banks will use patent law to try to disrupt the flow of Bitcoin. They don't have a case. Their patents don't really compete with Bitcoin. But,
Congress just passed a law banning the printing of 3D guns. I mean, I really don't see how they can do that. I don't see them. They're using technology to enslave us, but I don't see them being able to block us using technology to empower us, just like they can't shut down the alternative media. That only makes us that much hotter. So how do you see them trying to win?
Well, I think they'll try to attack the merchants and the exchanges they just passed, or they're in the process of passing, these global trade deals like TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership. That gives corporations, if you looked into this, I'm sure you covered it on your show recently,
above government power.
But totally above government power. So they can say that this patent that J.P. Morgan claims to have dominion over is now going to be applied through the corporate powers of TTP globally, and anyone who tries to do a merchant deal or an exchange, we're going to attack them claiming a patent of violation. It'll be a completely spurious suit. It'll be a patent troll suit. There'll be no merit whatsoever, but it'll be backed by billions of dollars. And remember, in the case of copyright, the MPAA, they chased Chris Dodd of the MPAA, hounded Aaron Swartz to the point where he killed himself. They'll stop
it. Oh, they really killed him. He was getting married and everything.
They killed him. His father said at the funeral that the government hounded my son to death. So anyway, that's Chris Dodd. He's a murderer, but he's typical American politician. I don't think anyone should be surprised about that. That's what they.
Well, I want to say this: the ruling elite are getting more and more lazy, and that's why I think we're going to end up having a giant war. I mean, bottom line, where do you see this going? Because Bitcoin has survived. I'm going to go to calls. It has survived some big plunges to go back up. I just see it like the tulip mania or something, where it's getting a little bit foaming at the mouth here.
I think the analogy to tulips is incorrect. Tulips, you really can't make the comparison at all, I for a lot of reasons. But the price appreciation is really, really the first inning.
Okay, well, what about derivatives? I mean, what about derivatives? I mean, I get what gives Bitcoin its value. I know it's an agreed upon mode of exchange. And so I want to shadow the power of the Federal Reserve. It's just that intrinsically, people say, well, are you for gold back or are you for fiat currencies? Well, I can debate both systems openly. I'm not wedded to one or the other. Anything's better than what we've got right now if people are educated about it and the amount of it's controlled and it's transparent, right?
The Bitcoin is a Bitcoin protocol. If I held in my hand 100,000 emails and I said, Alex, what is the intrinsic value of these emails?
Depends on what's in them.
The answer is zero. That has no intrinsic value.
No, those emails, it's actual email data or the email. Well, no, it may be who you're contacting.
They have no intrinsic value. They're just, it's just bits and bytes and electrons. There's no intrinsic value. But in the network of email, to be able to communicate information around the world and collect information, et cetera, it's worth incalculable amount of money.
Yeah, okay. There you
Similarly
go.
With Bitcoin, the intrinsic value case has to do with the protocol, which is applied across the global network, incalculably valuable as a protocol to send money. For example, is the most widespread use of the Bitcoin.
No,
protocol.
So the value is the encryption.
is the network, the encrypted network, and the ability to verify transactions. So it's the protocol. So you have to look at it like email, or you look at it like P2P file swapping. That's one way to look at the intrinsic value case of Bitcoin. And it's like the internet in 1994.
How high do you think Bitcoin's going to go?
I think the smartest guy in the Bitcoin space is a guy named he's in Stockholm, Sweden. He's founded the Swedish Pirate Party. His name is Rick Falkvinia, and he made the case that Bitcoin could capture between 1% and 10% of the global forex market. That's the foreign exchange market, which it has an implied value per Bitcoin of between 100,000 and a million per Bitcoin.
You said he was.
He is. He's the smartest guy.
Well, I'm going to get him on.
Yes, you should. He is a fantastic guest.
Well, give me his contact info, I'm
Rick
sure.
Falkvinia. He's a fantastic guest. He's one of the earliest supporters. He invented the Swedish Pirate Party, and he's a great guy. There's a couple of other people you should have on.
Send me a list. Send me the recommend we have on, Kaiser.
Forbes magazine. He's an excellent spokesperson. Roger Ver, who's the Jesus of Bitcoin, who gave away Bitcoin for years just to get people to understand what it's all about. He just gave $1 million away to the Mises Institute.
Beautiful. Yeah, and folks are buying Lamborghinis or whatever with them now. It's amazing. Why just let the Federal Reserve guys and a bunch of old bankers have this power?
Yeah, we want Federal Reserve. We don't need them.
We're going to come back and take calls in this segment and the next. And Stefan Molyneux is scheduled to be with us. We're going to come back with Thomas, William, Greg, Ryan, and Larry.
You've spent precious time and money preparing for emergencies. Your generator is good to go. You have plenty of extra fuel stored, but you're never truly ready without PRI fuel stabilizers. More than half of generator failures occur because the fuel has gone bad. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh and keep you ready for any disaster. That's why the pros rely on it and why you need it. Call 888-776-9373 or visit priproducts.com for the dealer nearest you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal. And give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins. And Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part? You do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Yeah, I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. And from my front porch, you can see the sea. And if you'll buy that, I'll throw in the Obamacare free. If you leave me, I won't miss you.
I won't miss you.
And I won't ever take you back.
I won't ever take you back.
Girl, your memory.
Girl, your memory won't ever haunt me.
And I don't love you.
I don't love you.
It's hard to turn off George Strait. I need to get some tickets to that last concert he's doing. That's not a product placement, by the way. You gotta give me some tickets, plugging it. We've got the great Max Kaiser with us for 5 minutes of the next segment. Then Stefan Molyneux is coming on to break down the news with us. And there's a lot of it. And if you'll buy that, throw in Obamacare free. Obama keeps his bodyguards. You turn your guns in. Doesn't that sound like a good deal? Ryan in Kentucky, you're on the air with your question or comment for the world at large. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'd like to raise 2 points. Number one would be for any and everybody listening to this broadcast, borrowing money to pay debt is about as idiotic as sticking your hand in a fire. My second point is this. For some time now, people like yourself and others have reported that there are foreign troops training inside the United States borders.
It's all over the place. They're just acclimating us for occupation, yeah.
Yes, sir. Several men and I, men of, let's just say, experience, have taken it upon ourselves to investigate this in our own state. We have personally witnessed close to 3,000 Russian troops are training in the state of Kentucky. We have also witnessed no more than 40 so far, but UN troops that are training in Kentucky. People need to wake up and look around.
You know, I want to, you should shoot video of that, put it on YouTube, and it'll become a big story. Now, they're training Russian, German, you name it, and then training them for urban warfare in America, and in NLE-09, the Pentagon admitted that FEMA drill that they were training foreign troops for unrest in America. And we have deals with Canada and Mexico to help them as well. And it really is just a slow incremental acclimation. Thank you so much for the call, sir. And good point on the debt. Max Kaiser, I've seen cases where they have like Ukrainian troops in Scotland running checkpoints. What do you think all this is really about?
In Paris, they have Romanian police that are stopping Romanian so-called gypsies. Because there's an influx of them. So they're allowing the Romanian police to set up shop inside Paris, inside France, so which is a remarkable development, I think. I think Mark Carney is a Bank of Canada central banker. They just dropped him into Bank of England. It buttresses your point about this new world order, about this globalist agenda. So the elite in these different countries are just plug and play. They're just snap and go. They just drop them in from any country to any other country. There's no sovereignty anymore. It doesn't make any difference what country you're in. You can just drop in elites from any country to any other country as long as they do your bidding.
Continuity of agenda.
Exactly.
Let's jam in one more. Well, you put it well, Max. William in North Carolina. Go ahead. Quick question or comment.
My question is about FISPA numbers. I've been seeing on the net where they're being used on birth certificates, Social Security cards, court cases.
You know, Max is a real expert on this. I appreciate it. Let me jump here because we're going to break. Max, they do use individuals and countries in the IMF and World Bank as collateral, correct?
Well, inadvertently, we're all collateral for the central banks, one way or another.
But I've heard you quantify this before because I've seen it where they call us human resources and they really are assigning whole populations on through debt to this too big to fail, correct?
Yeah, all of your Twitter activity is now collateralized and used to underwrite debt because they can say it has predictive qualities. They can underwrite.
All right, 5 more minutes with Kaiser. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.